Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
So the first thing that came to mind is trusting that the Lord will guide you.
Yeah.
He will guide you out of that mistake. But the thing is, like, when you make a decision, that consequence is still there.
Sure.
The earthly consequence is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the Lord, like, permits it, other times he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is knowing that every decision has a consequence. The Lord can give you wisdom, he can forgive you and everything. So, like, from a spiritual point of view, he might have forgiven you, or he might have given you wisdom, or all of those things. But on an earthly point of view, that consequence is still there. For example, if you are, I don't know, let's make it real. Let me use like a real life thing. If you are going to go around and sleep with people and you're surprised, oh my word, I have a child on the way. You have made that decision. What happens when you sleep with someone? Either a disease or a good time for a short time or whatever it may be. I still love my job. But those things are still there.
Yeah.
So if something comes out of it, that's merely a consequence of your decision.
Yeah.
Yes, you might have taken it to the Lord and be like, Lord, please forgive me. Or Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me strength to not fall into the same thing. But that consequence is still there. So I would then say, trusting that the Lord, he will guide you in whichever way. But also knowing that your decisions has a consequence. And then on a more encouraging point of view is, hey man, grace. But that doesn't mean no accountability, which is a difficult thing, which is actually something I spoke to you about not so long ago, being like, how do you navigate things? Is boundaries, it's accountability, but it's grace, but also all of that being so honest with yourself, with the people around you,
also with
the Lord.
Someone else. Because sometimes I do think we lie to ourselves and we don't seek counsel. I think it's important to seek counsel from very important people in your life and people who are unbiased people and will tell you the truth, but with love. So, yeah. I guess now, because I don't want this to go on for so long, but I guess now is now practical stuff. I like to always be like, okay, cool, we can say all these lovely motivational stuff, but practical steps on how do we, I guess, deal with uncertainty or get rid of uncertainty and doubt. What are the practical things that we can apply in our lives, or habits, or new hobbies, or to help us with that?
Well, something I told my friend not so long ago, actually on Sunday at church, I told her, this might not be the best thing you want to hear right now, but I'm gonna tell you as it is, girl. Like, honestly, even like this morning when you asked me for advice, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty much gonna say it as it is.
She was like, no filter.
No filter.
Let's get straight to the point. And I was like,
So I told her, I was like, you know, you are always going to have these moments. Uncertainty is part of the human experience. It's there. It's part of it. It's embedded in us and everything. That is why we ought to keep our eyes on the one who is certain, on the one who's today, who is true today, tomorrow, and forever. And it's a difficult thing, but I think for me, a practical thing is like constantly reflecting on the things I got through in my life. Because if I find myself in a space where I'm like, I don't know what to do, I'm confused, I don't feel peace, whatever, I get so wrapped up into it that I keep on forgetting, Erin, you got through that.
God got you through it.
You're going to get through it now. You're going to get through it in 10 years' time. You're going to get through it in 20 years' time. So I think a practical thing is remember in a sense of what happened in the past will give you hope for the present and will give you inspiration for the future.
Okay,
so a constant state of remembering. But then also the thing is, what do you choose to remember? Because the person is essentially made out of experiences and remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're constantly going to remind yourself, back then I did that. Why are you surprised that your mindset is a constant flow of negativity? It's a constant flow of doubt. It's a constant flow of hopelessness because you choose to focus on hopelessness instead of hope. So if you don't have a relationship of looking at hope, then
hot.
You don't have...
I said, wait a minute. Do you need a pope? I said, hold on.
Because that's the thing. Like, I actually watched a sermon by Jackie Hill Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we have a problem with hope. That means you have a problem with God. So you need to figure out what's the problem.
And that is part of my points on mm-hmm. how I wanted to actually mention this. You're reminding me that
remembrance.
When we have doubt, which is something God was telling me while I was preparing for this. When the topic came to my mind, I didn't really know this point. But when I was preparing, God just placed it in my heart. And he was like, you know you're uncertain because you don't trust me.
Sure.
And I said, okay, cool.
Hallelujah.
Like, we're getting straight to the point. And I said, I haven't sat with the Bible for longer than a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And already you're telling me I don't trust you?
Sure.
And I was like, Lord, I do. He's like, you don't.
Sure.
Because if you trust in me, for example, he gave me an example of, do I ever worry that I won't have food on the table at home when I get home? He's like, you don't worry. Why? Because you trust that your parents have got you covered.
Mm.
You trust that your parents have bought groceries. You trust that your parents have the money to buy those groceries.
Mm.
That's full trust, that you don't worry at all that about what you're gonna eat.
Sure.
Obviously your parents rely on me, but you rely on your parents to be able to eat. But you never have to worry about what am I gonna eat.
Mm.
So if you are like that with them, that means you're not like that with me, because that's not how you are. Because you're always worrying. You're like, Lord, when am I going to get this job?
Mm.
Lord, how much is it going to pay? Lord, where's this job going to come from? Because the state of the economy, cupcakes economy. You know what? You know, you're like, I'm 20 this and I don't have a job.
Yeah.
Like, all these things are running through your mind because you don't trust me.
Sure.
And literally that, again, leads back to, you have a problem with me.
Sure.
So we need to get to dealing with that. So I think one of the practical things that we need to deal with our trust in God. And I guess like when I prepared this, because I prepared this like a week ago.
Yeah.
I decided to surrender. And I was like, Lord, I really want to trust you. And guys, what God was able to do in a couple of days when I surrendered, I just have come. I'm in complete shock, and I think I'm practically living out this word.
Yeah.
Like when I prepared it versus now, it's like, it's a lot. There is still emotions that are still raw because it hasn't been that long, right? There's still remnants of the undoubt, but I think I'm taking it day by day and dealing with it. But another thing that I wanted to say, which we actually or highlight is or touch on, because you already touched on, is having the support system is also important.
Yeah.
It's a practical way to deal with
how you feel. We are meant to live life in community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if the Lord himself, like the triune God, that is community, that is unity.
Yeah.
Because they don't operate one by one by one. It's a constant flow of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So that, and then also how the Lord seeks like unity amongst his people.
Yeah.
So that just means we aren't supposed to live life lonely.
Girl. I think the last one that I wanted to mention, which we've actually been talking about with each other.
Oh, child.
No, it's not.
Oh, but girl, we talk a lot about a lot of things.
But I wanted to say, when we are uncertain in the decisions that we make, especially as young people, it's very unstable. Your 20s are very unstable.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, especially your early 20s. Before 25, there's so much like instability. You just don't understand. And I think that's when we are supposed to lean on the Lord the absolute most.
Yeah.
Right? But we've mentioned how, I think it was at Epic, we spoke about how when you're unsure, I think we were encouraging the people who had left. What's going on?
You scared me.
She's looking at my feet and I'm like, but we were saying how to the people that were in matric and don't know what they were doing, we were encouraging them that even though you're uncertain where to go and you don't know the purpose of your life or you don't know where God wants you to go in terms of your career, serve. And during the serving, God will reveal to you what to do. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you can never go wrong with serving. Like, it's one thing to sit at home and not have a plan and not know what to do. But if it's one thing to, okay, I don't know if I'm going to uni. I don't know if I'm starting a business. I don't know, like, content creation. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Get involved.
Right? But doing nothing is contributing to laziness versus serving, even in the unknown, means that you can, like, God can't say you didn't pursue your career. You served, but at the expense of your career. So punishment for you. Like, it doesn't work like that. Cool, you haven't, I haven't revealed it to you, or you have, you are uncertain if you're hearing from me about which direction to go. So you still need some time for me and you to be communicating about your next steps. But serve.
Yeah.
You won't go wrong because you're doing the work that, the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
So I think the one thing I will say, or the last thing I will say, is that, in the confusion, in the, I don't know what's my next step in life. I don't know if I should get another degree. I don't know if I should quit my job. I don't know if I should get a new job. Like, in that, serve until you hear the voice of the Lord, and the Lord will make it clear on what to do. And then when he makes it clear, then you be obedient with that and listen and move when he says move, and chill when he says chill.
Yeah.
And yeah, everything, I think, works out in the end.
I also think that when you are serving, it really brings a lot of humility.
Sure.
Because you're dealing with difficult people. You are dealing with all of these things.
Yep.
And not just necessarily serving in your church, but serving your community, serving your family, serving the Lord with, like, a willing heart.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about when Christ himself, when he washed the disciples' feet, he didn't make it a big thing like, okay, y'all, bring out them dogs, we're going to wash them. No. Quietly, he was like, he got the bucket, he got the towel, and he went on.
And also,
and it's so impactful, like, when you actually, like, and it's difficult. I've been there where you want to be like, I hope people see me. I hope people see me. Bro, calm down. Calm down. Do you know that
you just reminded me of the story? That story of the lady that came and washed Jesus' feet before he went to the cross. What happened to her after? I'm sidetracking. I'm so sorry. I can't remember what happened, but...
The one with the tears in her hair.
I can't remember.
It's one of the Marys.
No, it's not the Marys.
There are so many Marys in the Bible that I'm like,
but there was a Mary? Story about a lady who came before Jesus went to the cross, and then that person came, I think they didn't have money, but they came humbly, washed Jesus's feet, wiped Jesus's feet with her
with hair.
Yes, and then I think put perfume
with the perfume. Yeah.
Yes, but now that you're talking about Jesus washing their feet, it just makes me realize that when you, like, that lady also came and served Jesus.
Yeah.
And God saw her heart. And I think there's something that, I can't remember if she received something, but I'm pretty sure something changed for her.
Oh,
but
most definitely.
I think there's no interaction with Jesus without some sort of change.
Girl, that's the word, because side tangent, how can we say we have had an encounter with the Lord, but we say the same? That is why you will know them by their fruit.
See what I said? Okay.
I mean, you said it. Like, you can't encounter Christ and not
get anything.
And not be like, wow, I met the creator of heaven and earth and everything that has ever been made.
What a side tangent, but what a good thing
it's
to say.
It's good, because I think that's like, okay.
That's another episode.
I'm but getting chicken skin.
I'm
you
also
guys.
Like, flabbergasted. Anyways. Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. I think,
Thank you for inviting me.
This actually came out better than I thought. As much as I've, you know what happened. Yeah. But anyways, thank you guys for watching. I am this episode was very close to me. It is something that I'm also dealing with, and I wanted to encourage other young people as they go through adulting and as they figure it out. You know, every stage of our lives has its own challenges. As much as right now it feels like a lot, and then there might be a certain stability that our 30s and 40s and 50s offer, but those years also have their own challenges. So this too shall pass. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. And also, what's that verse about? Lean not on your own understanding.
Do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he will make your way straight.
Period. That's where we need to leave it. Thank you guys so much.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.